Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
It is time for Relax It's Flax. Sitting in front of me, I have Michael Flax, and we got Sia Sangweni Finn, who's joining in on the show today.
So is it Relax It's Flax and Sangweni Finn?
No, it's just Relax It's Flax.
But I'm the special guest.
No, you just here as well.
If
with
I was
Jono.
On a comedy routine, would I be the headlining act?
No, you'd be sitting in the audience.
Never mind, whatever. I'm here.
Okay, so nonetheless, it is a special edition. Of course, Ari Kelman was away, so we did this without him. But yeah, Flax, you've got loads of stories coming up for us. I know we're going to be talking about Terry Crews, who I just found out who that is.
That story blew my mind, eh? But we'll get to that a bit later. I want to tell you about my weekend plans.
Oh.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow. Oh, I mean, yeah, buddy.
Tomorrow, take a guess what I'm doing. Think like Adventure Mike, Action Mike.
You're going to Durban.
Mm.
I heard that.
But that's only because I'm trend-setting now. Wait, what's it called?
Jet-setting.
Jet-setting.
Michael, it's logical. How do you travel? Well, you hope setting. You travel with the jet.
Jet.
And then if you set in places, jet-setter.
Do you know how easy it is now to, like, do local flights? I arrive there probably an hour before. I go through those, like, not customs, but that metal detector section.
You're checking in, basically, yeah. Michael.
I check in takes 2 minutes because I do it on a computer. I don't check in bags anymore. I walk straight through.
You only take hand luggage.
Yo, guys, can I finish my story?
Okay.
I walk to the metal detector x-ray machine, probably about 15 minutes before my flight.
Mm.
Walk straight onto the flight as, like, the last person. Get in the air, probably in the air for 30 minutes, land in Durban.
Durban is like an hour away.
Yeah, but it takes you probably 10 minutes to get up, 10 minutes to get down, and then you're like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you're about 30 minutes.
Wow, you're so scientific.
All right. Okay, so that's cool. So you're going to Durban. Are you going with your girlfriend?
She's there, so you're going to meet up there. But I've got tomorrow morning, I'm waking up at 6:30, and I'm going surfing.
Excuse me?
I'm going surfing.
In the water.
Yes.
Okay, are you going for a surfing lesson?
Yeah, no, I got like a 2-hour surfing lesson, and then I'm renting the boards for the day.
Awesome, okay.
Why are you doing this again?
I want to be a surfer. I'm growing my hair long. You know how cool surfing is?
Oh, it's cool until you get stung by everything in the ocean.
I'm shit scared of sharks, though. That I'm worried about.
Okay, all right. But, you have more chance of dying on your airplane than you do of getting bitten by a shark, so don't worry about that.
Okay, but there's still jellyfish. I've been stung by jellyfish and a blue bottle. Basically, I'm never going into
blue bottles are very bad.
No, they're not. They sting, but you piss on it.
Okay.
I remember.
Pee on jellyfish.
No, in Mozambique, I got stung by a blue bottle. I had to go to the bathroom with like a Coke bottle, and I had to piss in that, and then put it on my leg and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you could use vinegar. Anyway.
In Mozambique, you know how hard it is to get vinegar.
Do they not have vinegar in
Mozambique? No, like where the beaches we went to were like so remote.
Alrighty, okay, well, good luck. You know what, also, you're safer in Durban, surfing in Durban, than you are surfing in
Cape Town. But apparently, there's, like, no clubs, like, proper clubs in Durban, like they have in Joburg.
Oh, no, like, not proper, okay. Durban doesn't have, like, glamorous clubs.
They like, apparently, you can go there in slops and, like, sleeveless vests.
Well, like, the major thing is to, like, go clubbing in string vests in Durban. So, like, there's, like, Tokyo, and there's... I think, yeah, there is a Tiger.
See, I never know what people are talking about when they say Durban, Umhlanga, then Ballito. To me, they're like 30 minutes away. They're the same thing.
Because you're so used to being in Joburg.
Yeah, Joburg's
like,
massive.
Nights, you do not drive.
In Ballito, if I drive like 5 minutes, I'm now in...
Umhlanga.
Yeah.
Or Lelusha.
I haven't been there.
Mm-hmm. Go there. That's nice and romantic.
Tiny. Belito's tiny. There's like nothing to do there. Durban, there's nothing to do.
I think I need to like hook you up with the right people over this weekend.
Honestly, the only
look
thing
at
you,
me being like the P. Diddy party maker.
The only thing
makeup,
you can do is house parties.
True.
You guys must throw some mad house parties in Durban.
Well, I haven't been there in like 400 years, so I'm out of the loop of things a bit.
The nice thing you guys have there is the temperature. I love that humidity. And it's like 30 degrees, and then it will still rain like twice a day.
Mm-hmm. But then my vanilla friends, what do you guys do when it's humid? Doesn't your hair like go super, super curly, or doesn't it ruin your whole hairstyle?
If you have long hair, for sure.
I think also if you have wax in your hair, it messes up your hair.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
You want to go for that like surfer beach look.
Yeah, you can get away with it in Durban, having that whole scruffy, just rolled out of bed type thing.
Yeah, I want that like surfer stringy hair.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Okay, Flax, so this weekend you're going down with Liz, your girlfriend.
She's already there.
Oh, she's already there.
Listen.
And you're going to go surfing. Very interesting. Okay.
Do you know how they're coming back up?
Are you driving?
Well, yeah, first time I'm doing a long drive like that. 6 hours. It's 6 hours, right?
It's a terrible drive.
I'm going to leave at like 10 in the morning, though. But I think I want to stop. Isn't there like a pancake house people stop at or something?
Yes. And then also the nice thing to do, there's like the Nelson Mandela.
Hold on, let me take notes. 1 second.
Wow, now I feel like there's added pressure. There's
okay,
the Nelson Mandela capture site.
Nelson Mandela capture site. What's that?
What is that? I don't know. I've never been there.
Please explain.
But you guys, if I said Nelson Mandela capture sites, what? It is where Nelson Mandela was captured.
To it.
Oh. Okay.
Like, no, I mean, like, what is there?
So, what is there? Is there like
is
a
it like
statue?
A museum?
I really feel like you guys just lost the plot.
Okay, I lost it a bit there, John.
The name itself is flooded.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is like, what is there? Am I going on a guided tour?
Well, basically, it's a great Instagram picture to have.
Where they got those lines that that sort of like form that Mandela silhouette space of Mandela?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's an awesome Instagram picture. I know it seems so superficial.
How far into the drive did you stop?
I'm not sure.
But you shorts on the way from Durban to Joburg?
Yes.
Okay, what else? What is this pancake thing I hear about?
I think
Harry
that's
Smith
the,
or something.
Yeah, I was about to say
is
the
is that
Midlands.
Not the route I'm taking?
I'm not sure.
That's like...
Because I'm not a great navigator.
Do you know where you can
drive.
Stop? Where? It's at the Ultra City. Have a burger, and then get back in your car and drive back. All right, let's move on.
Oh, what a dick.
All right, Flax. I wish you all the fun this weekend. What is going on? I know you want to talk to us about a woman who got rid of a pest in a club.
Okay, so it's a video going viral right now. So this chick's busy Snapchatting her friend, and then a guy, like, he sort of, like, grabs the friend by the stomach and tries to, like, grind and dance. But then the friend, to get out of it, pretends that she's deaf and can't hear and, like, starts doing sign language. And the guy just, like, leaves her and goes away.
So she obviously, like, fakes sign language.
Yeah, it's, like, it's now going viral as, like, the number one thing for girls to do to get rid of guys in a club.
But, I mean, if someone was deaf in a club, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not into them. It's just
more of a challenge. That's what I think he thought. It might be too much hard work. Or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So this is what chicks can do.
I haven't seen the video. I've heard of the story. But then I'm just thinking, as the guy who was going up to flirt with this girl, doesn't logic say, like, what... Well, maybe I'm just too ignorant. But what would a deaf person be doing at a club?
No.
And how
they
would
can
she
go
be,
to clubs.
Yeah,
but
how would she be dancing along to the music?
I don't know.
I think you can in some clubs feel the beat because, you know, they have
vibrations.
Yeah, obviously you wouldn't be able to feel the rhythm, but I think deaf people do go to clubs. I think it is more of a challenge though on the dance floor for them.
Because I've heard of like deaf choirs, and deaf choirs have like lights as their conductors.
Oh,
so like as the light flashes like twice, they know what to do, but they perform with their hands. So like, okay. Too complicated for my life.
Anyway, it worked on the guy and he left her alone. But I've never seen guys like hit on girls like that where there was no talking. He legit just grabbed her by the waist and like started grinding her.
But I guess overseas
it's different how people flirt. No. Like we'll take a girl to a bar. Like no, like in a club, we'll pull her to the side and like speak to her at the bar. Won't you start grinding on her and stuff?
Okay.
I think that guy, that's overconfidence. If you think you can just get a chick just by simply touching her, and then you are overconfident. No.
Well, I just make eye contact, you know.
makes eye contact from like 3 football fields away. It's like, yeah, he's
but
mine. That's mine.
That's how the majority of people meet is eye contact across the room. Eye contact is huge.
They say if you can hold eye contact for 3 seconds or longer, it means the other person's interested.
Yeah, the shot. Okay.
Or maybe they're just staring into vacant space. And
you guys can stop staring at each other right now.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, the person could maybe not be wearing their contacts and they don't actually know what they're staring at and you think you're getting lucky. I don't know. All right. Okay, so that's how you can get away from someone in a club. I suppose guys can also do this. Just pretend that you're deaf.
I don't know. I've never had like a stage 5 clinger girl ever in a club. I've had girls like try and I'd be like, they get the hint first time. Like, oh, I just move away and they never come back. Have you guys had stage five clingers?
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of too nice. I'll entertain it and entertain it. Then I'll just get my friends to kind of drag me off. But I can't be blatantly rude. And,
it's
like,
a waste
say,
of time.
It is a waste of time.
Why do you entertain it? You like provoking it.
It's just once a conversation is started, then what do you do? Do you just say, okay, bye?
True. Like, yeah, I also don't have that mean bone in my body.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Flex, thanks for that advice. I suppose you could also act blind.
Please explain that, Jono.
Yeah, go ahead.
You could say, could I touch your face and feel
sure, and then how were you walking around confidently?
Yeah.
In
just
the club
say, I come here often, I know this club well,
bye,
I know where
bye.
I am.
That is the stupidest thing I've heard all day.
Okay, fine. Go pretend to be deaf. Okay, now this really interested me, Flex. This guy from those ads, which is the Old Spice ads, he's that
how
big...
they go, Old Spice is nice, something like that.
Yeah. Theo actually reminded me...
Do you remember how it goes, yeah?
No. I just know he breaks into walls and stuff.
And then he, like, yeah, he goes off with his hand in the air and, like, flames shooting out of his feet.
But you do know this guy's also a bona fide actor?
Yeah, yeah. This is what I'm saying.
He
I know
was
him.
In White Chicks.
White, thank you. Mm. He was...
How's that song go? Doodly doodly doo.
He was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How's the chorus go?
1,000 miles.
No, but how's it go, the chorus?
I could fall into your sky.
And he does that in the car, the funniest scene.
No, he didn't do that in the car. It was
he
the
did.
Two, but it was the two brothers who did that in the car with the white girls because they were trying to impress
no,
them.
He took one of the white girls on a date.
Yes. Oh, and then they farted at the table, I remember.
We're talking about the romantic car scene, Johnny.
Yeah. All right, all right. So, okay, tell
so
us
his
about
name
him.
Is Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm.
So, a day or two ago, he released a 5-minute video on Facebook revealing that he had a porn addiction. How hectic
okay.
is that?
All right.
That is the last thing you'd expect from him.
I wonder what defines a porn addiction, though. Is it where you're watching it every day, or is it whether you're watching it five times a day?
He's addicted to watching porn, probably every day.
I think a lot of guys watch porn every day. Honestly. Nah. Maybe they don't spend hours watching it a day, but I'd probably put money on the fact that a lot of guys are watching at least a 5-minute porn video a day.
Yes.
I'm not speaking for myself. I'm
okay,
just saying.
This is when I book out of the conversation.
No, yeah, that like is a lot of porn.
Hold up. Did he say he's still suffering or he...
No, I think he's fixed because he said he spoke for a little over 5 minutes about his struggle with the addiction almost cost him his marriage. My wife was like, I don't know you anymore. I'm out of here. And that changed him.
So this is during his marriage as well. So
yeah.
I know, like, he has or had a reality show with his wife and his kids. And, like, his wife is super, super
religious.
Sure,
what was that called? He wasn't in Wife and Kids, right?
No.
That was some
my
other
wife
dude.
And kids. No.
That was Damon Wayans.
Yeah, but this is an actual reality show.
What's it called?
Chronicling their life.
Like, I feel like I've seen it.
I'll try and get the name now. So it's very surprising that, like, with such a religious wife, et cetera, et cetera, I wonder how they dealt with it. That's very intense. Mm-hmm. And how, as a child, I wonder, do you look at your father the same way?
Aren't his kids too small to know about it?
No. He has kids of various ages.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, like, awkward.
Ain't that's...
Like, even having to tell your kids and stuff.
Ooh.
Well, if you look at the biology of it, I mean, when you're watching porn, your brain is releasing endorphins. So
yeah.
It basically is
like
a
drugs.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So did he have to go to a rehab? Did he have to just go cold turkey?
I think he probably went to a psychiatrist and stuff like that. But the thing is, when you watch porn, you masturbate. So obviously he was addicted to masturbating.
Not
no?
necessarily. Hey, some people will just watch porn without that being the end goal.
Really?
Yeah. I was once, I think I was watching, I don't know if it was on TLC or something, but about average people
I thought that was going somewhere else.
Had porn addictions. And they would literally spend a good 6-7 hours in front of their computer a day. Now, you can't be masturbating the whole time.
6-7 hours.
It was even more than that for the
hectic
one guy. Like, he couldn't hold down a job. It was literally a fixation.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Anyway,
have
it is
have you guys
a
ever
thing.
Seen, like, a porno will be like an hour long, and you think, how the hell do they make this porno an hour long?
No, but it's a day-long production, hey. I mean, that guy has to hold it the whole day. You know what I mean?
Hold what?
Like, they don't just shoot one. They don't just shoot one scene and it's cut and dry. It's a whole day production, even more than
that. I love that you use so many new words.
These puns that could
dry. We could. You see, this is the side, the mark of maturity. We don't go down that road. Side note: the reality show is called The Family Cruise.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's honestly ripped to shreds, eh?
Well, maybe it's from all that masturbating he's been doing.
Is not to take it off the top.
Have these unconventional one-liners to end off a topic. So in the beginning, he said like, no, maybe you can pretend to be blind. Now he's crediting Terry Crews being buff from other things, not the gym.
All right.
Okay, moving along. Yes. There's this club in, I think it's Miami. It's called One Oak. Have you guys ever heard of it?
Oh, yes.
It's like the top celebrity club.
Do you know what it stands for?
No.
Oak stands for of a kind. So, one of a kind.
Oh. Okay.
Very cool.
So, whenever Justin Bieber goes there, even like just to party, he'll always go up to the DJ booth and play one of his songs and sing along to it. But the other night, so this is like celebrity hotspot One Oak. Kanye West went there. Mm-hmm. And he gets up for about 4 or 5 minutes and just rants, saying how Amber Rose didn't stick her finger up his bum and how Louis Vuitton would be nothing without him.
What?
And
no, hang on. Louis Vuitton would be nothing without Kanye.
He says he's the start of all trends and shit like that.
You know, Kanye is going to say that Jesus was nothing without him. Honestly.
But then at a point, Kanye West was called Louis Vuitton Don.
Why, though?
Because he made, like, Louis Vuitton this...
Exactly, no, he says he made them. He
says, but guys, come on, Louis Vuitton was a thing way before Kanye.
No, he made them more relevant to a
younger
market.
Okay, for sure, I'll give him that, fine. But come on, he didn't make or break Louis Vuitton, come on.
He even said that by putting Taylor Swift on his song, you know those lyrics? That was the 15 seconds that she was famous in her life, and then she wants to take that away.
And yet, who won Record of the Year at the Grammys?
Taylor. Oh, well, and then Taylor took shots at him there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like Kanye's sort of spiraling out of control.
I really do think Kanye has some sort of a mental illness. I really do. He is the most narcissist. I mean, he's awesome, but he's very narcissistic. And I think it's to a point of
do you think
deprivation.
Because, do you think because no one believed in him from the start, he had to believe in himself and that
what
made him become a narcissist?
He went to an art school and he excelled and he did well. And like,
it's one thing to have self-confidence and to believe in yourself, but for Kanye to believe in himself, he always has to bash down someone else. So why can't Kanye just say, I'm the best without bashing Taylor Swift? Why can't he say, I'm great at this without bashing Louis Vuitton?
Because he needs to always put himself above somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So it really does show an insecurity.
He is a creative genius, but I feel he's just spiraling out of control.
You know, it even started with 50. Remember when Kanye made it big? He started the war with 50.
I love it how he goes 50.
Yeah, 50. He has like 50 cents on like speed dial. No, they're like,
no, but for real, it was a whole competition with 50 Cent. Why can't Kanye just be great own right?
Oh, yes, that 50 Cent said if Kanye outsells him.
Yeah.
No, that was with Ja Rule, though.
No, that was
in 2007.
Was it where they stated it on that, what was that MTV show where like they do it by that window?
And there was
TRC or
TRL.
Total TRL. Live,
So basically,
by that window.
Square. 50 Cent said that if Kanye sells more albums than him,
he would retire.
He would retire. Yeah, it was all just to sell more albums.
Kanye did outsell him, though, in that regard. But now, 50 went bankrupt, but Kanye is also bankrupt.
No.
56 million in debt.
They are not bankrupt. Not I think debt. What Kanye means is if he had to invest in all his amazing ideas, he'd be $53 million in debt.
No, I don't think that's what he meant.
There's no way he's in debt.
He asked for a loan from Mark Zuckerberg to get him out of debt.
Yes, because he was just ranting on Twitter.
There is no
Kanye,
way.
You know what? Here's what you have to do. Yo, easy. Listen to me. Just go home. How about you have little saints in your arms? Play with North. Bake some cookies for Kim and just sit at home. You don't
cookies
have to do anything
Kim.
At all. Like they have this ridiculous house that they've
and
been
they renovating.
They just sold the house that they were renovating.
But I just read that they're building a man-made lake in the house.
They're now renovating a new house. So it's like all of this crazy, crazy money. Just sit at home. Be a star in Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Is that why they're living at
right now.
Chris's house now?
Yes.
Oh,
do you
my
want to
God.
Know? Okay, so this is some new tea.
Can't
from the latest.
Back at Chris's house.
This is the latest Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale. Kris Jenner actually moved out of her own house so that Kanye and Kim can actually have
her
house.
Oh, my God.
But thinking about it, if just hypothetically, if he is in so much debt, that means that Kim is actually richer than him. She's actually the one paying the bills.
I think Kim is, even if he is in debt, I think Kanye's worth $50 million and Kim's worth $150 million, no? Jeez.
No, I don't know.
No, I think it is. I'm putting
up
net
Kim
worth.
Is richer than Kanye.
Kim Kardashian.
I think $150 million would be like the whole Kardashians combined.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Kanye, he is on SNL with Melissa McCarthy this weekend, airing in SA. Melissa is that big chick from Mike and Molly.
Couldn't you just say actress?
Well, she's an actress, yes.
Yeah. What does she put first on a bio? I'm fat or I'm an actress?
No. Okay, she's a big actress. No, she owns that space. She owns that space.
This is fine, Jonathan. I'll start describing you as a tall person first.
Well, that's what I've had my whole life, so you go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I really... Here, someone says that her estimated net worth is $85 million, but then another one says that Keeping Up the Kardashian star just inked a $100 million deal with E! But isn't that for them all?
Yeah, you see, that's what I mean. But then, and that $100 million is like a four... How many years? It's like a couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But then no one's got the actual... How much she's worth. Here... The Kardashian-Jenner family have have so many financial fingers in pies, it's little wonder their estimated net worth is $150 million, around $300 million and rising.
Yeah.
All right.
£150 I meant, and then $300 million.
US dollars.
But I want the... Oh, here I've got a breakdown. There's even Caitlyn, how much Caitlyn's... Oh, no. Screw Caitlyn.
It seems they're all having a bit of financial difficulty.
Kim's got £41 million. I'm not even going to convert that, but I really
that's a shitload. You times that by 20.
I really think Kim's got more than Kanye. I remember reading this somewhere.
No, but no disrespect to Kim, but you know Kanye's been around for longer, so he actually has album sales. And then more than that, Kanye is also producer for many different artists. He also owns Good Music, and he also has the Donda Creative agency. So then,
and the Yeezys.
You see, so there's a mini empire. Mm.
No, definitely
Kim, on the other hand, makes more money commercially, like just from appearances. But she charges like $1 million just for an appearance.
She put the Kardashians on the map, though.
So I don't think you can compare the two, really.
But, you know, carrying on with the debt thing, did you see what was happening with Kylie?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. She's also in some financial difficulties.
I don't understand. Tiger seems to be paying off this G-Wagon. And he stopped payments on it.
Didn't he buy her a Ferrari, or she bought him
a
Ferrari?
No, so listen to this. So this G-Wagon was passed, I think it was even passed to Blac Chyna. Was it Blac Chyna that was dating?
It was Blac Chyna's before it was Kylie's.
What?
So he bought it and gave it to Blac Chyna. And now he gave it to Kylie.
It was repainted. Scumbag.
Yeah, he repainted it, and he's still like paying it off, and he stopped paying it off, and now repo companies want to repossess it, but they can't because Kylie's got it, and Kylie lives behind, they say, like two guarded fences and stuff like that.
Yeah, they live in like a gated estate. Can I add some more to that?
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely hilarious. So you know Rob Kardashian is dating Blac Chyna.
Yeah, it's so messed
up. Who dated Tiger.
Who not only dated Tiger, but is Tiger's baby mama.
Oh, she's has some incest going on here.
Black China.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the baby mama.
Rob Kardashian has now bought a house next to her sister, Kylie Jenner. Who is Kylie Jenner dating?
Tiger who's Blac Chyna's baby daddy.
Exactly.
Oh,
now,
who is
Rob moving in with? Blac Chyna. So it'll kind of be awkward having like Blac Chyna and Rob, literally like a couple of houses.
But I mean, it would be awkward at the family dinners anyway.
So, Tiger and Kylie go to Chris's house for lunch and take with Tiger's child. Now, Blac Chyna and Rob are also invited to the house. I'm just talking out loud. So, basically, the child gets to see the mom now, and then Kylie
and dad at the same place.
Kylie gets to see her baby, her boyfriend's baby mama.
Wait, I need to understand. What will the baby call Kylie and Rob? Kylie will be the baby's stepmother.
Yes, and Rob would be the step uncle, but also would it not
step-dad.
Also be the stepdad?
That is some sick Kardashian-ness.
That's incest.
But you know why? We'll be watching.
Yeah,
season
12 it's not incest in terms of blood, but
no,
it is very
still icky.
When you know you've slept with the same person.
It's a bit of a sticky situation.
Yeah.
There.
Mm. Alrighty, but okay. So the G Wagon.
That's the least of the kids' concerns. What's it going to call Caitlyn Jenner when it finds out it's actually a man?
Okay. Can we stop using it?
I mean, when she's. What'd you say? When she's actually a man?
Well, Caitlyn Jenner is a woman. You refer to Caitlyn as a woman.
Yes. What I love is, like, I've watched this late season of the Kardashians, and they're like, yeah, I don't understand. Dad is, like, so inconsiderate. I was like, whoa, okay.
So
we're getting into it.
When they had that discussion that although she is a woman now, Caitlyn said, I am still your dad.
It is difficult. I think they should have stuck with the original idea of calling her mad. Mom and dad are a little bit crazy.
Oh my god, where did you hear that?
It was in one of the episodes.
Nah, I stopped watching it. I got bored of this Kardashian stuff.
Okay, we'll have.
I like the stories, but I stopped watching it.
Because I need you to watch.
Guys, I'm all Kardashian'd out. I don't know about you. Something that really does interest me.
Tinder, let me guess.
Tinder.
Yeah,
for sure.
Johnny, you hot on Tinder? Eh?
I haven't been on Tinder for over a year. Man.
Really? Bullshit.
I swear to God.
I swear, if we got Sia on Tinder, yes, we'd never see him, eh?
I don't know, it's kind of...
Have you guys seen the new show on TLC, Love at First Swipe?
Yeah, no.
I've just heard about it, I haven't watched
it. It's all about how do you make your profile so impactful, because literally people will see one pic of you and decide there and then. So that one pic, that first pic people see has to be the be-all and end-all.
That's why I made mine like super sick when I was on Tinder.
Oh, like, okay. What was it?
It was like long tea. I think I even had Cliff Central in the background.
Of course, just name drop.
I don't like people knowing where I work if I'm on like a Tinder or whatever site.
Why are you going to meet up and they're going to ask what you do?
Yeah, but then you can see if you, then you can judge if you want to tell them exactly where you were.
Oh, I had the most awkward experience last night. So since we're all open and talking about like awkward dating vibes. I wasn't going to tell this person where I worked because I just don't like that.
Because then they want to listen. Because especially like exactly. You on the Gareth Cliff show, they're going to listen to you and be like, oh, I heard you said this. No.
Yes.
I had that one thing.
During like dinner, I had to make a call and it was for business. I was like, sorry. And they were like, fine with it. And I called. I was like, hi, this is Sia from Cliff Central. I was like, oh, shit.
Gave that one away.
So the rest of dinner was literally
so you don't
drink.
Work at McDonald's. You liar. Yeah.
I will be honest. I said I did PR.
But they say... They say the jobs that lads Tinder reveals the jobs that get the most right swipes, and here are the jobs that lads right swipe most to. So
right swipe.
So
is
this
what?
Is what
right
guys
swipe is, yes,
so
yes.
What okay. Guys respond to?
Yeah,
women
guys
for.
Sort of find the sexiest, I guess.
Okay. I see they've given 15. Why don't we start from the back?
Real estate agent. Yes, it's Jono. Mind out the gutter.
No, okay, that just slipped out. All right, so real estate agent. So female real estate agents do well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why that's so sexy.
It's big money, lots of free time.
I can see we're a personal trainer because obviously they're going to be fit and in shape and stuff. Flight attendants, pretty sexy.
But
I don't
they
know.
Never home.
I have started noticing there are some very hot flight attendants on these.
No, they have to be beautiful. Like
they don't have to be beautiful.
Of course they have.
Why?
They have to be young and beautiful.
So,
and welcoming.
You pay attention when they do the safety thing.
I'm telling you, no. I mean, they have to be. It's like you won't have an ugly
presentable
TV present.
More like presentable.
I'm not saying they have to be supermodels, but they do have to be a certain weight and look a certain way and have their nails done and their hair did.
Should we jump to the top three?
Yeah.
Let's jump
in. Okay, so coming in at number three is a founder entrepreneur, I guess because they got money.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two, interior designer. I don't understand
that's
that.
Weird. Out of all professions,
I did swipe at quite
designer?
A lot of interior designers. I'll be
like
honest
that's
with
a
that.
Lie. Just because you helped your friend decorate her house doesn't mean you're an interior designer. You're probably sitting at home with a degree. Anyway, I'm going to be nice.
Take a guess what number one is.
I'm just surprised. Personal trainer was so low on the
list.
Also,
I would put personal trainer at number two.
Makeup artist?
Even model I'd put at number one, but that's not it.
Guys, can we just discuss number six before we get on to number one? College student.
There are some creepy old...
No, but I guess if you're in college, then that's attractive.
So what's number one?
Number one is physical therapist. I guess it's got that sort of like nerdy, you put on those glasses, you're going to come into the room and you're going to take off your clothes and talk to me in sort of like a sensual way.
Or you wanted to for one deal. girlfriend and someone who will, like, massage you.
No, physical therapist.
Yeah, well, like, if you have, like, a bad back or something, they can help you with that.
Oh, I was thinking the other therapist. Oh, I now see massages.
Well, you were thinking, okay, you were thinking of a physio.
No, I was thinking of, like, a psychiatrist, sort of.
Okay, guys, can we clarify, is a physical therapist the same as a physiotherapist?
It's along the same lines, but, like, okay. I would think, like, a physio is more like, generically, like a sports injury. Physical therapist, wouldn't that be, like, if you were in an accident and you need to recuperate and learn to walk again?
I don't see how that's a sexist. I thought therapist.
But I feel like you can still get a massage.
I'd put number one therapist, eh? That's pretty sexy.
Okay, so that's what guys respond to on Tinder. So if chicks want to get better on Tinder, maybe
just
lie
and put one of these.
Yeah, maybe you decorated your own room. You're an interior designer.
Guys have amazing hearts. You just want to lie to people. Fantastic stuff.
Lie to get action.
All right. So Flex, just very quickly, we really have to wrap this up, but I'm very interested in this next story you've got about the keyboard. This is something we all use every day.
We have a bump on like the F and the J on the keyboard. Yeah, a lot of people thought it was Braille and to help find it. It's really not.
I always saw that as like a pimple.
They scientifically like went and saw where you place your hands, and by having these bumps on the F and the J, it increases your speed of typing.
Well, your two index fingers must be left hand on the F, right hand on the J.
I think because when you swipe over like to get to other things, it slows it down or something like that.
It's just so you know, you don't have to look at the keyboard to know where you are.
No, it says that it helps you type faster. So it improves hand movement by having
it improves touch typing, so you know exactly where your hand must be placed. It's the same like with before we had touchscreen phones, you would always see the number 5 in the middle had a bump on it. That was also for...
Really?
It is for blind people in a sense, so they know where they are on the keyboard. But yeah, it's very interesting.
If you want to know more, just these two lines on the F and the J, they were invented by June E. Botich, B-O-T-I-C-H. To help improve the accuracy of typing. So you can just go Google that. It is Botich, B-O-T-I-C-H.
Who knew I'd be learning something while
I'm
here?
I also heard that when...
Well, I'm marveling. It's a good thing.
When the keyboard...
What a way to end.
Guys.
I let you in this, and this is what you're going
to
do.
Well, I just thought we were having like a party, and now I'm here to talk about Durbin.
It's all a party until the person like puts the music too loud and bumps...
Am I the party pooper?
And blows the sound system.
Are you saying I'm the party pooper?
No, I'm just saying you ended off with quite a bang.
Every party has a pooper, and the pooper is you. George Barnes. George Barnes. No, nobody knows where that's from. Cool, I'll just be the nerd.
Alrighty, okay, guys, we've really gone over time.
Yeah, I'm off to Durban, guys.
Alright. Sia, any big plans this weekend?
I'll be living vicariously through Michael Flax as he's in Durban.
Awesome. Yeah, follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax, M-I-K-E-F-L-A-X, Instagram, Michael Flax, Facebook, Michael Flax, and Twitter, at Michael Flax, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-F-L-A-X, and I'll be tweeting, Snapchatting my entire weekend from surfing to road tripping to it all.
And can we also hook you up on Grindr?
Why are you also going
Every
to finish off with...
Has a pooper and a pooper
you and Sia both.
Alright guys, this has been Relax It's Flax. Thank you so much. And Sia, special edition.
But mainly Relax It's Flax.
Oh, okay. So am I invited next time?
We'll have to listen to this podcast and see how well you did.
Okay, reevaluate. Thank you. Thank you. Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.